And until I can work through it and realize that really the best place to be is in the current. And another image is of a bridge. And I often think when there are decisions to be made or when I'm anxious about something, as Ben and Christina talked about, I wait for a while before I can cross over that bridge and get to the side where I can feel confident again in my faith. And so it's always brings me to, I think, a new, different, or deeper understanding of God. So another thing that I've been doing for probably 7 or 8 years is meditation or contemplation. And then this summer, that was a theme here. And it's been very sporadic. So there are times when I'm very consistent, and then other times I can go for months without spending time. However, that being still is one of the things where that anxiety, that feeling of what am I going to do, just sort of, not that the situation necessarily gets better, but I feel a calmness from all that. And then, of course, during that time, often if there's journaling, there are scriptures that come to mind. And so some of the training that I've had my whole life, all these verses or even bits of verses, and I can look them up, and they bring me comfort and bring me to a sense of harmony with myself and God. And so Lee and I, as we were talking about this, and I was talking about harmony, and I was talking about, I go for walks in Waterloo Park, and I love walking through Waterloo Park. There's just so much to see, and there's just something great about it. And I said, even though it's in the middle of the city, there are high rises, skyscrapers, you know, we talk about the concrete jungle, and I think that's kind of a negative thing, but I find there's harmony in that, because those buildings have been created by human, and there is creativity and skill and knowledge in that, and we're all a part of this together. And so as I look at some of those, they're not as bright there, but I just see harmony there, the reflection of the buildings in the water, the steamer Mister in middle of Waterloo Park, that it's lovely to see children running through it. And I just feel that's a part of God's grace. And so harmony between us and the world. And then, again, walking through the park, I see so much diversity. And it makes me know that, it makes me remember that God is faithful. I see people having picnics, all different cultures, enjoying each other, playing games together, parents with their children, playing in the sand, on the apparatus in the water park. Excuse me. And it's one of those things where I feel like in community there are relationships. And whether people know it or not, or have an awareness, God is there, whether they know it or not. And to me, that shows a faithful God. Whether we know it or not, he is always with us. So last week, as I was walking through the park, I decided to do the meditation contemplation in a specific bench that was in a little secluded spot right beside a bridge near the water. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go there and just sit quietly for 15, 20 minutes. Well, I get there, and there are people there. Can you imagine? In my spot. So I was rather frustrated. However, I walked on a little further and found a picnic table underneath some trees that was kind of away from the path. And so I sat down and just sat in silence for a while. Could hear the birds. I could hear the occasional footsteps walking by, or bicycles, or the wind. Could feel the wind on myself. Sometimes it was very calm. Sometimes I could feel it rustling through the trees. When I opened my eyes, I saw in front of me two women, and that can be the next slide, who were painting or art, doing, had easels in front of them. And so they were trying to capture God's world through their creativity. And I thought, oh, this would be good for my presentation on Sunday. I need to take a picture. However, I thought there was something in me that felt like, it just felt a little bit intrusive. And so I thought, oh, I should really ask them. I feel uncomfortable taking the picture and having them see me stalk them. So I started walking away, because that's not me. And something in me said, you can do this. I turned around, walked up to them, and said, can I take your picture? I just love what I'm seeing. And then I also said, I would like to share this in my church on Sunday morning. Is that okay? So then that brings up other conversations. So the one woman asked me about the church. I told them a little bit about the gathering and what we do. And then she made a comment that the church she went to during COVID was online, and they haven't resumed in person just for whatever reasons. I think they're a small group. So, of course, I asked what church it was. She said, Unity. I know nothing about the Unity Church. And when we chatted, I think I realized that while they are probably of a group of people that would say all paths lead to God, I made a comment about Jesus and about the way of Jesus. And then we talked about Jesus and how he, his path, his way is one of love, of mercy, of goodness, and he wants to bless people. And we sort of got to this commonality around that. And I thought, wow, God, isn't this amazing that I can have this conversation with somebody, take that chance and step out. And so it was a very, very illuminating for me. It was also knowing that I can step out and take a risk sometime, and that it's okay. And, you know, and the other thing, Lee is always very good at this. He says the worst somebody can say is no. And so I think, yeah, I guess that's not too bad. Anyway, but I also, in my faith journey, I've also had lots of wonderings, and more so as I age, because I have met so many people from so many walks of life, so many different faiths, denominations, some of no denominations at all. And so sometimes I wonder if God notices whether people belong to a different denomination or religions. Does he care? Does that matter to God? And then I wonder if he notices how we treat others. Does he notice that? Is that important to him? Because he said, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Whether we're Christians, because that's our claim is Jesus, but Jesus came for the whole world. Or whether we're Christians or belong to another religion or not at all. And then the last one is similar. I wonder if God notices people who follow the way of Jesus, even if they don't claim to be Christian. And it was interesting. This just came to me. I chatted with a missionary who was in Somalia a few years ago, a well-respected man, and he was talking about this person he knew who was Muslim, but who was a follower of Jesus. But he still was Muslim, and he was Somalian. And so we had this wonderful conversation about if he would give up his Islamic faith, it would be horrific for him and his family. And so it was sort of like he was sort of saying, I think he can do that. And so that's what brought me to this question. So in all those musings, I would say that the thing that I have the most faith in is the love of God. And so that is something that I don't doubt. Even when I don't always feel it, I know that truth within my being. And 1 John 4:16 says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them."
I'm going to share a little bit as well. I feel like I'm taking a lot away from what was already shared, and I'm going to need to borrow that book from Ben and Christina later, which you'll understand after my sharing. So since fall 2022, I've been slowly reading my way through a book called The Soul of a Pilgrim by Christine Walters-Paintner, and she talks about different practices for pilgrimage. She describes pilgrimage as an outer journey that serves our inner transformation. And through the book, she just talks about different practices that can help with deepening faith. So some of them are setting aside specific time, creating a specific space, beginning with meditation on God's word, anointing yourself for the pilgrimage. She had a prayer for anointing your feet, your hands, your heart, your throat, your lips. And the song we're going to sing last is Take My Life and Let It Be, and it names different, take my hands, take my feet. So we'll sing as if we're anointing for our journey. And then another practice was receiving a 7-word prayer. So when I first started reading this book, my 7-word prayer was, "Make me an instrument of your peace." And I put this on a little pegboard on my wall in my living room. And sometimes since then, I've been drawn to a different prayer, which is maybe more of a statement, a claim to God, "I will make room for you," which is just a 6-word, actually. Need to find my 7th word to put in there. Last weekend, I was decluttering one of my desks to set up a writing corner and a devotional corner. So this is one of the practices, too, is having a specific place where you do you're reflecting. And as I was gathering different books and things from the rest of my home, I was conscious that one of the devotionals I hadn't cracked in a long time, and I was like, "Oh, I wonder how long it's been." But then when I opened it up, I gasped because it was January 26th. And even though I've been getting a lot of soul food from other places, music, church, devotional apps and things like that, I know that just sitting and being still is something that has been kind of lacking for me lately. I've been, I haven't been intentional with the sitting and just the listening part, not being still. And so the song this summer, "I'm Not in a Hurry," has been really encouraging to me. Ironically, the timing of it on the guitar, I cannot learn, so I'm not playing it this morning, but I was like, this is just crazy, like, the words I need so much, and the timing of not being in a hurry is so important, but I just haven't been able to learn that song, so, but I love singing it along with people who can play it. So when Catherine asked me to share about how I am growing with God, I was actually really hesitant to speak about this particular topic for the reasons I just said, because I feel like I'm in a season of life that feels like fast-paced, and I see myself swinging between the extremes of just go, go, go with like work and other responsibilities and stuff, or just numbing out or checking out on social media or Netflix. And so I have felt like I've been in a period of spiritual desert or dryness. And so to talk about this growing with God, I was like, oh. I've appreciated the song "Slow Me Down" as well. It's been so invitational to me. And I guess I'm embarrassed to say that I thought, well, I'm sure I'll come up with something to share, so that's okay, I'll put it together. And then when I went back to the Soul of a Pilgrim book and was looking through chapter one, I had another moment of gasping because something that I highlighted back in 2022 felt like it was just for me, for right now in this moment. And so another practice for pilgrimage is beginning again. And in chapter one, it says, beginning again is essential. We fall away, we lose our will to persevere for so many reasons. The problem is not with the waning of our inner fire and perseverance. We are human beings and go through times of dryness. What becomes soul-killing is not returning at all. When we realize we have not meditated or created art in days or weeks or months, our minds have become hard with judgment and self-criticism. We find ourselves even further from the peace than if we just simply return to the practice without anxiety. So here I am, nearly 2 years from when I started the book, not having finished reading the last chapter yet, and feeling that chapter one is just what I need for today, so needing to go back and go through it, beginning again. And the reason why she encourages people to come up with a 7-word prayer is because 7 is a number that can have some spiritual significance in some religions. So I'm thinking, like, I will make room for you. Maybe it should be, I will make consistent room for you, or I will make room for just you, or maybe I will make room for you, God, like something that is a little more intentional. So I'm still mulling over what my 7-word prayer is. But I hope it's encouraging to share this because we all do have times where we feel less connected, and then rather than wasting energy on being mad at ourselves about it, if we can just begin again. There's a song from a choir I was singing in with Lois. And when we first learned this song, I didn't quite get it. The words are, come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving. Ours is no caravan of despair. Come, yet again come. And I didn't get that line, lover of leaving, but I feel like it makes more sense now. I think there's so many things that distract us, and we're like, yeah, like I love to pay attention to that thing, but it makes me leave what I've been committed to do. So I'll sing it for you. I think Frank's going to put the words are up. I'll sing it through, and then if you want to sing it with me, you're welcome to. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. We'll do it again. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. Okay. I'm going to hop to the other spot now. We're going to sing our final song, which is Take My Life and Let It Be. And as we sing the about the different parts of the body, feel free to touch your lips, hold out your hands, point at your feet if you want to, and we'll sing this prayer as if it is an anointing for the journey. Okay, you're welcome to stand. Take Benediction this morning is from 2 Peter 3:18. So please receive these words as encouragement. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. All right. Thank you for being here. Looks like there's a snack out. Enjoy interacting, greeting each other, and if you want to help putting away the chairs, that would be great. Thank you. Have a good Sunday and a good week.